Blog Talk Radio.
Great evening for everybody. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good, good. Thank you so much. All right, so I was thanking our sponsors for sewing into us. We have Travel Ambassador and Business Coach, Elder Cornelia Brown. Elder Cornelia Brown will give you access to your own free travel portal. All you got to do is give her a call at 404-786-0873 to be a part of the free travel club. So call up Elder Cornelia Brown at 404-786-0873, and she will get you access to that. Make sure you leave your name and email address or your name and phone number, and she'll take good care of you. Then we have Vodiology. Vodiology will take care of all of your jingle needs. If you heard that jingle coming on to the show, that was written and produced by them. Infomercials as well as commercials, you can contact them at 706-873-1519. And then they also have a Facebook page. They're V, then the word audio, A-U-D-I-O, and then L-O-G-Y, Vodiology. Infographics takes care of all of our graphic needs. So if you see any flyers or pictures that have been done for On Friday Inspire or Miss On Friday Inspire, they're done by Infographics. They can take care of all of your graphic needs, from business cards to flyers, newsletters, logos, and so much more. You can contact them at 706-489-6416. And then Fresh Wind for the end, thank you to everybody who attended that event. We had a ball with the ladies that attended, and we had three states of women represented in our own group. And then if you have not gone out and gotten a copy of the On Friday Inspire, the 21-Day Mind Detox devotional, it is on all of your outlets out there. So you can get it from Barnes & Noble, you can get it from Amazon, Smashwords. It's only $2.99. Go out there and get it and make it your business to be intentional about words you're putting and things you're putting into your mindset. And then finally, we have Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta with Jillian and her team. We'll take good care of you, where aftercare truly matters. Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. So call them or contact them on their page, because they have Facebook presence as well. And they will make sure they take care of you, get your free quote for services with them. So all of our sponsors, thank you so much. That is Elder Cornelia Brown, Travel Ambassador and Business Coach. That is Audiology, Vodiology, Infographics, and then Deidre Norvette, which is our songbird. You hear the song that played our jingle. She's actually who I call our personal songbird. But she actually released her new EP called This Is Me, and it has three songs on it. It's less than $5. So y'all go out and support my sister. I'm telling you, you spend more than that on a combo these days. So go out and support Deidre Norvette and get that EP, This Is Me. All right, so guys, tonight's topic is entitled Determined to Win. You know, many times things, obstacles come up, and we're like, oh, I don't want to do this. Well, there was a young lady in our guest tonight. She has had many obstacles try to come up, but she said, you know what? I'm a winner. I'm going to beat this. I'm not going to give in. But I'm going to let her introduce herself. Welcome to On Friday Inside, Tamika. How are you this great evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm so happy to be here speaking with you. And I'm really excited about what's going to take place on tonight. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm excited.
Great, great. Well, Tamika, you know, I knew that it was going to be a powerful show when we had all these different technical difficulties, because when we were testing Facebook Live, I was doing that from the phone, and it wasn't cooperating. I'm like, people were saying they didn't hear a sound. And then when we were testing on the actual Mac, you said, you can hear that. I'm like, wait a minute. So I already understand, honey. The enemy is already defeated. So, Tamika, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family.
Well, good evening, On Fire to Inspire family. I am author T.J. Woodard. I am a mother of three. I'm a grandmother of two. I'm a military veteran. And, again, I'm a newly published author, a speaker, and an entrepreneur.
All right. Now, the topic is Determined to Win. What does that topic mean to you, Tamika?
Determined to win. So for me, it means to have that perseverance, that dedication, that, and again, the key word is determination, to be determined to overcome any obstacles that the enemy tries to throw your way. We all have stories. We all have things that we've had to endure and overcome. I myself have had to overcome several different challenges in my life, but just that knowing that in spite of what the enemy may try to throw my way, to get back up and keep going and keep pushing. And so having that determination keeps me going every day, knowing that God has purpose for me and there's something on the greatest, on the, something greater on the other side. So it's just to keep going even when you don't feel the strength or feel that you can keep going, but relying on God's strength to get you through.
You know, you answered my next question, and that was going to be, what's keeping you inspired? And so your inspiration is God's strength?
Yes, that is the most important thing is God's strength. And as I was even preparing for the interview on this evening, just praying and asking God, because throughout the day, like you said, it's just been the enemy just trying to do different things. I had a really bad headache all day today that wouldn't go away. And I was just, again, praying that God, you know, not in my strength, but in your strength, that I will be able to get through. And even now that I'm even on this call right now, the headache has subsided. And so sometimes it's just the distraction. Those things come as a distraction to kind of keep us from moving forward. But if we just continue to push a little further, push a little harder, it's victory on the other side. And so that's the whole message behind being determined and having that will and that desire to win in spite of.
In spite of. I love it. I love it. Having that yet, will I trust and praise?
Yes, indeed.
God. So, Tamika, you said that you're a new author. What is
the title?
What inspired that?
So the title is A Queen's Guide to Dating the Christian Way. And it throws people sometimes because they say they feel they're not in a dating. I'm not dating. That's not where I am, or that I'm married. But the title was because that's where I was in the process when I wrote the book. I was coming out of a divorce. And was just in that period where I felt like I was ready to get back out there again. But before I was able to do that, I really wanted to see what it is that God was showing me. I was divorced twice. And, the first time it was like, okay, he did this. But then after two times, it's like, okay, what did I do? What's wrong with me? What's going on? So just reevaluating myself and where I was and the mistakes that I may have made, and really wanted to make sure that when I do it again this time, I want to do it God's way and wanted to help others. I'm often asked about love and marriage again after divorce, and I do desire a relationship and marriage again. And so just wanted to help other women and men get out of their own way and do it God's way.
Amen. So as you were working on the book, were you doing any fasting leading up to it? Where were you kind of like getting your inspiration even in that part? Because sometimes we have to do things a little differently to just stay focused in that place.
So to be honest, when I wrote the book and God really put the book on my heart, I wasn't even in a good place because I was actually I had suffered some depression after going through the divorce, being lonely. I didn't have a grieving period because of my job, and I had my teenage son who I was trying to get through school, and I didn't want things to shift for him, and I wanted to try to keep some type of normalcy and stability for him. So I didn't have I didn't really have time to really grieve the divorce and the separation. So I had to continue to push myself in spite of, but I was finding myself still going to work, still doing things as normal during the day. And then I would come home and be in this place of depression, sadness, loneliness, really wondering what was wrong with me. And so when God put on my heart, A Queen's Guide to Dating a Christian Way. It stemmed from a mentorship program called the Queen Series that I had started. And in that program, mm-hmm. I wanted to help young women overcome some of the things that I had dealt with that I didn't realize that I was dealing with that mm-hmm. may have caused some issues in my marriage, like self-esteem, low self-esteem, not really mm-hmm. knowing my worth and my value. So mm-hmm. I was even in that moment in writing the book pushing through mm-hmm. trying to encourage other people so they wouldn't have to feel or go through what I had gone through. And then having mm-hmm. people around me encouraging me and supporting me and pushing me and feeding into me also helped. But that whole situation really drew me closer to God and really caused me to have a very active prayer life, getting back involved mm-hmm. in my church and my ministry. My ministry mm-hmm. has been really supportive, you know, of me. So all of those things mm-hmm. played a factor into me persevering.
So you definitely agree with the statement, the people that you have, that you're surrounding yourself with, have a great impact on helping you move forward. Would you agree with that
statement? Most definitely. I will say that I could not be where I am today if it was not from the people around me. And it's not just having people around you and the right people around you, but it's important mm-hmm. that you have praying people around you, because I can recall many times where I didn't feel like I could even pray for myself, and they would mm-hmm. they were determined, we're not going to let you go. You're not going mm-hmm. to do this alone. We're here with you. We're fighting with you. We're praying with you. Mm-hmm. When I went through the divorce, I was in a married couples ministry, the Praying mm-hmm. Wives of the DMV, and I remember even transitioning, they were like, you're still coming. You're still a part of this group. You're still a wife. Mm-hmm. Because you're mm-hmm. going through something right now, it doesn't mean that you will never marry again, that you aren't a wife. So it is very, very important to have the right people and praying people around you.
Amen, amen. I know that to be true because, you know, everybody has gone through something in life. But when you don't have the right people in your corner or around you, they can either make things better or worse. And if you don't have the right people, they're going to make matters worse. Don't you agree?
Amen. I've had those too. And I can say I saw the difference when I had the not so right people. And not that they were wrong, they just weren't right for me at that time. And so I can see, though, I remember those times, I recall those times where I was stagnant. I was picking mm-hmm. up negativity. I was speaking negativity, and so mm-hmm. it kept me in that stagnant place. And then mm-hmm. as soon as I was able to release, and some people I didn't even have the strength to release on my own, God mm-hmm. allowed certain things to happen for them to be removed from my life, I could begin mm-hmm. to see things change for me. And so, yes, it is very, very important, the people that you do have around you.
Definitely, definitely. So what encouraged you to actually want to be a motivational speaker and entrepreneur? What pushed you in that direction as well?
So I always felt like I was an entrepreneur. I believe that anything can be a business. If you tell me something that you have a passion or a desire or an interest in, I always can think of, I think that's something God has always instilled in me to have the ideas to be able to turn something into a business. I started mm-hmm. doing hair when I was 14, and then I taught myself how to do makeup. And so entrepreneurship has always been a desire of mine. It's something that I've always believed I would be, mm-hmm. is an entrepreneur. And so it kind of just stemmed from, you know, when I was little, just thinking about owning my own business and what I would mm-hmm. do, and then the different talents that I've had just kind of along the way, just kind of set me up to kind of do things independent and make my own money as freelancing. And so that kind of stuck with me. As far as the author side of things, I was always a writer. Going mm-hmm. through things as a child, that was my outlet. So I would write poetry, I would write short stories, and writing was reading books was my escape. And then I would just, in turn, because of what I would read, I took an interest into writing.
Gotcha. You know, I tell people all the time, it's so therapeutic, even if you just journal, you know, not for any other purpose, but to just, you know, to detox and detach from your day. And I had some people get started on that. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is so helpful. I was like, hey, it's therapy. It's so therapeutic. Do you journal?
I do. I journal. And I kept a diary when I was younger. I stayed away from it a little bit as I got older, and then I picked it back up. And it is very therapeutic. One, you see your growth, because when you go back and look at what where you were and where you are now, you kind of see your growth. You see the things that God has brought you through. Your journaling can become a testimony. I did a recent Facebook post saying to just write, because you can take that and turn it into your bestseller, because we all have a story. And so we just write those things that, you know, we are dealing with and that we're going through. We'll see the growth. We'll see where God brought us through, and it can one day be your bestseller. So, yes, I think it is important to journal and write. And like you said, it is therapeutic.
It is. It is. What would you say to that young lady or young man that's listening, whether they're listening live or they'll listen to the playback later? What would you say to that person that's in that dark place and they don't feel like, you know, that they're a winner? They don't feel like they can move forth and see the end results. What would you say to that person?
What I would say is don't quit. Regardless of how dark it is, whatever the situation that you're going through, don't quit. I remember being in that place only a year ago. It was just a year ago, and I've been through that place several times before, but most recently a year ago. And I think this last year, and this is Suicide Prevention Month, and I went through a dark place. I was transitioning and going through some things with my job, and then the enemy wanted to attack my body, and then my family, and then my mind, and I was feeling like, and then my finances. It was like I was being hit from all different places. And this time was a little different because I was committed to not giving up, and I was committed to doing whatever I needed to do to keep going. So I had to, one, get in my word. I prayed like never before, fasting. I have affirmations that I write all around my wall in my room, in my bathroom. Everywhere I look, I had to have positive affirmations. And I just started speaking life into myself. And then, again, the people around me going to, you know, having the strength. And I never had that before, but this time around, it was different. I had the strength to even reach out to those who are connected to me to say, I need help. This thing is on me, and I need to get it off, and they will help me, and they will pray me through it. And so I would just say don't quit. If you just don't quit, there is victory and so much stuff waiting on the other side. I would not have been where I am right now today. God has really shown me who he is in this last year because I did not quit. I just kept going. And I know you might feel like it's easier said than done. It may be easier than said than done, but I'm speaking from a place of experience because I've been there, not because I've heard it, not because I've witnessed it, but because it happened to me. And I was there not too long ago, and I'm not that far removed from it. And so I know that if you just, one, trust God, get in your word, be intentional with trusting God, surround yourself with positive praying people, set realistic and attainable goals, affirm what it is that you want. Affirm that you're going to get out. You're going to get through. You're going to overcome. That you're an overcomer. That you are a winner. And have an attitude of gratitude. And you will. God will just work tremendously in your life.
I agree. I agree. And you saying those words of power over your life, you're speaking that which will happen or already happened, but just haven't manifested. Right. So I love it. I love it. I love it. The affirmations, the way you have them all around, I love that as well, because you're reminding yourself of who God says you are, despite what the world has told you or what someone has said about you or to you. You're reminding yourself of what he said to you or about you. So I love it, and I commend you because so many people won't be transparent, but people don't understand it's the transparency that helps others. And I tell you, in those dark places when things are birthed, there are so many births from dark places, because it's like, okay, God, you have my attention. You know what I'm saying? You're so preoccupied with everything else. But it's then when you'll drop everything and say, okay, God, what is it that you want me to do? What is it, and what am I to learn from this? Did you ever go there in that place? What am I to learn from this?
Yes, I did, and I will say that recently. So after 40 years of, well, I'll say 30 years, recently I was molested as a young girl, and I held it. I didn't share it. I didn't talk about it or anything. And I went to an event, Dear Fear, and it was volume 2, and they were sharing their stories. It was a book sign, and they were sharing their stories about fear. And I sat in that place, and I knew that fear had gripped me for so long. And so people tend to see the end result, but they don't see the process of what it took to get there. So many years I wanted to jump out there and do things and be who I really wanted to be, but fear kept me and held me back. And so once I said yes to wanting to overcome the fear, first of all, I made the commitment that I wanted to get through. I didn't want this to limit me any longer. And so once I made the commitment to do that, the attacks came. And that's why this year has been the hardest year for me, because I did something that was never intended for me to do. I never even thought that I would do, to openly say, what happened to me. And so the attacks came. And so I say that to say, keep pushing, keep going forward. The attacks are going to come, but you have to call it, see it for what it is, and continue to affirm those things, because the affirmations and then just trusting God, those are the things that's going to get you through.
Yes, girl, I love it. I tell you, I do. I love it. Many times people, if they're not in their word and they don't have that right group, they just kind of, it's like a downward spiral. But I dare you to trust God. I dare you to get in that word, because those words are life and light to us, right, Tamika?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Ooh. Now, the groups that you're a part of, I know that it's like an encouragement to see what you've gone through and that you're still moving forward and you're still encouraging people. I bet the groups that you're a part of are like, wow.
Yes, I do. I get so much support from the groups that I'm involved in. Like I said before, I want to give credit to God, first of all, and I know that it is only Him who has orchestrated the relationships, put together the relationships that I have with these women and the men in my life that have been supportive of me, that have been encouraging me, and been right there by my side through it all. I give God all the glory and praise for that, because He knows. He knows exactly what we need and when we need it. And, I mean, I've had friends that I've met only maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and you would have thought we've known each other forever. We thought we would meet for one reason. My business partner, Nikita, we met. I purchased jewelry from her at an event I had, and 4 or 5 years later, we are business partners. We are just moving forward in the things that God is calling us to do. I'm seeing her growth. She's seeing my growth. My family and my church ministry, they've supported me even through the launch of my book. They did a book signing for me. So they've been rallying behind me, my pastors, Apostle Wayne Green and Pastor Michelle Green, and the whole Armor of Light ministry. They have supported me tremendously as well. And just having that support, this means a lot. And my purpose in wanting to write books and have programs and workshops is to pour back into people what was poured into me. And just thinking, if I had those things years ago, how further along may I have been. But again, we all have a purpose. So even in my pain was birthed out the things that I'm doing now. So God knows exactly what He's doing, and I don't question that at all.
I'm telling you, some things were birthed in that place. I'm so proud of you, Tamika. I really am so proud of you. I am godly proud of you. I'm sisterly proud of you because there are so many people that need to hear this and know that there's life after divorce and know that you can get beyond your childhood, because so many women, they suppress that, and then it hurts them in their adulthood because the self-esteem issues and the issues, they stem from not dealing with the other stuff. But the devil is a liar. You are whole. You are free.
Yes.
You are healthy in everything concerning you. And so we just give God praise for him being God and for him understanding, well, for you understanding the creative being that he created you to be. So I tell you, so Tamika, how can people get a copy of your book or follow you and things of that nature?
Okay, they can follow me. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at this moment. My website is up and coming. But my Facebook, I'm TJ Dews-Woodard on Facebook. And then on Instagram, you can follow me at TJ Dews-Woodard or author underscore TJ Woodard. You can purchase a copy of my book on Amazon. It's called A Queen's Guide to Dating the Christian Way. And I also have a book launch site. So it's book launch, booklaunch.io/TJ Woodard.
Love it. Now, TJ, what would you say? What are there any other things? Because feel free, we're sitting at a coffee table. You're having your favorite dessert and beverage, okay? So is there anything else that you're feeling in your spirit that you want to share? Because like I said, there's someone either listening live or they're going to listen to the replay, and they need to hear what's on the inside of you.
I just want to end with just saying that just trust God. The one thing I've learned in this last, I've seen, is that believe God. And I think I had everything in me, but the one piece that was missing, that I didn't fully 100% trust God. I was still taking things back and trying to fix it and work it out and figure it out on my own. But in this last year, I just totally surrendered everything to God. And he has really done so many different things. It's so many challenges that I've had to overcome, but there's so many good things that came out of everything that I've had to endure. And so I would just say, love God, love yourself so that you can love others. And I would just leave on that note.
Amen. I want you to repeat how they can follow you and things of that nature and get the book one more time. That way, whoever missed it, they'll hear it again, okay?
Okay, and you can follow me on Facebook. I am TJ Dews-Woodard. Instagram, TJ Dews-Woodard, or author underscore TJ Woodard. I have a couple programs that I'm going to be launching in the next 2 months. In the Waiting is a program for singles and transitioning women going through divorce and separation. It's more like a support group. I have my Queen Series program that originally started out for ages 15 to 25, and now I'm doing 21 and older. And also, I will be launching my cosmetic line called Candy Girl Cosmetics. I started it in 2008. It's been a journey, and now I can say I'm ready to push it out and move forward with the cosmetic line. So those are just some upcoming things that I have going on. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So we will definitely be looking forward to hearing great things from you and the other things that you're going to be doing, because you're just scratching the surface, girl. You're just scratching the surface.
Thank you. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity, for the interview, for giving me opportunity to speak with me. I do appreciate it, and I'm just grateful.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It is my pleasure to be able to bring you on to share the gifts and talents that God is giving you. As you share your gifts, you're being a blessing to others, because we already know our gifts aren't for us, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, Tamika, again, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We look forward to you coming back at some point, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on Friday Inspire. Have a blessed week.
You too. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, guys, if y'all missed any of the interview tonight, you want to go back and listen to the recording. It will be available about 5 minutes after we end the show. But I want to thank our sponsors again, AFO Graphics, that does all of our photography and graphics. I want to thank Vodiology. That's, they do your jingles, commercials, infomercials, and the actual launch of the song that when you hear my show come in and out, that is a jingle written by and produced by Vodiology. We have Deidre Norvette, our songbird, that's actually doing the singing. She has an EP that came out called This Is Me. Please go support her. We have our travel investor and business coach, Elder Cornelia Brown, that's giving away free travel portal. So it's like you having your own travel portal for free. Give her a call and get yours, 404-786-0873. And if you haven't gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox, go out and support me on that. And it's only $2.99. It's on Amazon, Smashwords. It is on Barnes & Noble and all of your other digital outlets. Thank you guys so much for listening in to On Friday Inspire. We will see you same time, same place next week. Have a blessed week. And understand that you have been chosen. And guess what? I read something the other day. And it said, you have been sent. So you show up differently when you've been sent. So I want you all to remember, yes, you've been chosen, but you've been sent. So I want you to show up differently. I'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Come on, Miss On Friday Inspire, Aaliyah Butler.